Welcome, First Baptist family and friends, to our Wednesday night prayer service for October 20th. I see that we have all participants on the line, so I want to remind everyone who is on the agenda for tonight to leave your phones unmuted and wait until I call your name before speaking. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise by Deacon Bagley.
Good afternoon to my brothers and sisters in Christ. Today we thank God for you and what he's done for each and every one of us, brought us through darkness unto his marvelous light. Oh Lord, we thank you for all of your blessings, big and small. We thank you, Lord God, that you brought us safely in our lives this far. Thank you, my God, for all that you have done and all that you intend to do for each and every one of us. Thank you, my Father, for the warmness of today, the beauty of the sunshine that you allow to share upon us day by day. We ask you, Lord God, that you will keep us all in the palm of thy own hand and continue to guide us in the straight and the narrow path, that we might be able to wake up every morning knowing that you are the author and the finisher of all of our faith. So we thank you, Lord God, for being such a great God. You've given us food when we were hungry, clothes when we were naked, and you've been able to watch over us and carry us in and out our jobs day by day. So we can do nothing but say thank you, Lord, because we know we could not do this in and of ourselves. So we ask you, dear Father, that you would just continue to be with us, guide us, and protect us. We ask you also, Lord God, that you would look in on our shepherd, the Reverend Dr. Frank D. Tucker. Man of after your own heart who's been in our vineyard for many years, trying to lift up your name. We ask you, Lord God, that you will continue to fortify him for the journey, that he might not be there all by himself, but we as members of First Baptist Church will gather together to try to lift up his arms when we see them falling down and give him more strength, give him more understanding, and let him know that he's not working in this vineyard by himself. We thank you, Lord God, for the new shepherd that has come in to be with us, to help lift some of the burden off of our pastor. We ask you, Lord God, that we just continue to walk where you want us to walk, do what you would have us to do, and we ask you, Lord God, you keep us in the palm of thy own hand. It's in your name that we do pray, with the forgiveness of all of our sins, our hearts and our souls says, amen.
Sister Joan Cook will provide us with the scripture reading for tonight.
Members and friends and visitors, I shall be reading Psalm 91. He that dwells in the sacred place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noise of pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thy trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor the destruction that wasteth at noonday. A thousand shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near thee. Only with thy eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I would be with him in trouble. I would deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. May the Lord bless the reading and hearing of his holy word. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Cook, for that wonderful scripture reading. We will now have a prayer by Associate Deacon Daryl Harris.
Yeah, good afternoon, First Baptist friends, family, and pastor, and everybody. My prayer is going to be about love tonight, and the love that God gives us every morning by waking us up and letting us see a new day that we never saw before, and day we will never, ever see again. So we got to be thankful in that day, and to love. God just want us to live in love with each other as he says to live. You know what I mean? Just love each other. We can't pick and choose what we want to love. We just can't love the people that love us. He say love everybody. Love your neighbor, who you see every day. But you don't see me every day, but you say you love me. You have to show that. In Jesus' name, I do pray. Amen.
Amen. We will have a closed mic prayer for approximately 2 minutes. This is now your opportunity to take it to the Lord in prayer. We will now have a prayer by Deacon Charles Fleet.
Good evening, First Baptist Church family and friends. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Our Father, I come this evening giving thanks and praise to you for your mercy and grace that has sustained us and kept us safe throughout this day. Thanking you for the blessings of this day, O Lord, for rising this morning to a beautiful, beautiful fall day, for blessing us with food, clothing, and shelter, for blessing each and every member of the First Baptist family. I pray for their safety and well-being. Praying, O Lord, for the sick and shut in, and those that are under the shadow of bereavement. I thank you for bringing us this far, O Lord. It's October the 20th. Thanking you for the journey. even though it hasn't been easy all the time, oh Lord, but staying in you has brought us through, has seen us through trials and tribulations, and I thank you for that. Praying, oh Lord, for our shepherd, Levin Tucker, and the clergy, the official board, and each and every member. I give you praise and honor and thank you for your blessings on top of blessings. And I pray these prayers in your name, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
We will now have a musical selection followed by our inspirational speaker for this evening, Sister Bessie Best, who is a member of the First Baptist Church Nurses Unit.
Put your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
I am grateful for
the things that you have done.
Have done.
Look at him and tell him, yes, I'm grateful.
I'm grateful for
the victory that we've won. Tell him I could go on and on.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful.
Praise you, Lord.
Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
Grateful
Good evening, First Baptist family and friends. I was going to speak tonight on grateful, being grateful, which I have a lot to be grateful for, but Hezekiah said it very well for me. So tonight I decided to switch to another topic. God is so good. He saves us, he heals us, and he delivers us. And the love that he places in our heart, you can't explain it. So tonight, I must say, pondering over this message, I was nervous. Felt uncomfortable about speaking tonight, but I promised Deacon Bagley I would. So here I am. My life is totally in God's hand. Today I found a book that was written by a friend of mine, and the title of it is Rich Beyond Measure. And to me it spoke to my heart. And I pray that you would glean something from it also. Rich beyond measure. We become rich beyond measure when we trust in God. God is everything, you need. God is everything you need in him to be with you. And when you need him, he will meet your every need. Trust him. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus, found in Philippians 19. Can you imagine being rich beyond measure? I can. After going through many years of pain, caring for my mother, children, husband, working, I know what it feels like to be. When you have peace with God through his son Jesus Christ, you are rich beyond measure. This peace will sustain you through every storm in your life. This is more than any temporal riches here on earth. Jesus talking to his disciples just before he was crucified on the cross for our sins makes this statement. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world you should have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. The peace of God is everlasting. You are rich beyond measure when you know your sins are forgiven through the Son of God. Amen. 1 John 1:8-9 states, if we say that we have no sins, we deceive ourselves. and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake, I am he who blotted out thy transgression for my own sake and will not remember thy sins. I have blotted out like a thick cloud, like transgression, and like a cloud thy sins return unto me. But I have redeemed thee. Paul states in Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. You are rich beyond measure when you know you have become a new creation through Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul states, 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Remember not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. When you know that you have eternal life now through God's Son, Jesus Christ, you are rich beyond measure. Jesus states in John 10:10, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father who gave them to me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. And I, my Father, are one. When you have the joy of the Lord, you are rich beyond measure. Nehemiah tells the children of Israel in chapter 8, the joy of the Lord is your strength. David states in Psalm 16:11, thou wilt show me the path of life in thy presence, in fullness of joy. At the right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Jesus states in John 15:11, these things have I spoken to you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. For the kingdom of God is not food and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Righteousness is to be in right standing with God through his Son, Jesus Christ. This is being rich beyond measure. Put your trust in God, for his riches will never pass away. Sisters and brothers, it is an honor, a privilege, and joy to have been chosen by God to walk the life, to walk the road and enjoy the life that God has given to us. I'm getting nervous. To God be all the glory. We have trials and tribulations. Sometimes we think that we can't even come through. But once we get through it, then we can look back and know that it was God's grace and his mercy. So my sisters and brothers, let us continue to walk by faith and not by sight. I pray in Jesus' name. Be blessed.
right now. The lines will be unmuted for approximately 20 seconds so that you can show your appreciation for Sister Beth this evening. Please be mindful of your background noise. The lines will be unmuted now.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Yes, awesome. Awesome. Great job. Rich beyond measure. Perfect.
And
Maury. Call me Bessie. Hawthorne.
Wonderful.
Carol.
Amen. Call Miss Hawthorne.
Great job. Bless you.
We will now have remarks and closing prayers by Reverend Tucker.
We certainly thank God for, again, this blessed experience that has been ours to have in this prayer time tonight. We want to thank Sister Bess for that message, for challenging us and reassuring us that God is really our all in all, and that we have our riches in God, and we thank God for that inspiration and direction. We want to express our appreciation also to all of those persons who have participated in this prayer experience. You have been an inspiration to all of us, and we are proud of those persons who are attending these services each week. We have now over 80 persons that frequent this prayer experience each week, and we thank God for each one of you and for the Spirit of God that prevails as we join together in the prayer and in witness of the power and presence of God. We thank God for those persons who are responsible for putting this together. Certainly the leadership that Dig and Bagley provides, along with the many other persons who share in making sure that this experience is made possible for us throughout our community. Let me say, God bless each one of you. Let me encourage you to come and be with us on Sunday morning as we have our regular worship experience where we lift up the name of the Lord, and we encourage you to invite and intrigue and suggest to others to come and be with us to join us on Sunday in our worship experience. This coming Sunday, the Reverend Nancy Knight will be providing the word for us, and we trust that you will certainly encourage persons to come and join us at that time. We're now going to open up our lines for 20 seconds, be unmuted, that you might have an opportunity to list and request special prayer for the evening.
For the Fleetley family, for Jennifer Fleet, John Fleet, Jay Howard, bless the Gibson family, bless all of us, and the church family, the family teaching, O Lord, that is your will.
Let us pray. God, we come before you now to ask thy blessings upon these, your people, who have gathered here on this occasion. We ask, O God, that you would hear their cries, their pleas unto you. You know what's on their hearts, and you have heard them declaring the need and the deliverance that they need along the way. And so, God, we ask that you would be with them as only you can do. We pray, O God, for all the sick that's among us, all of those who are on our on our sick list. And we pray, oh God, that you would use us as a blessing for each one of them. We ask, oh God, that you would be with Trustee Charles Ford, that you would comfort him and let him know that he is not alone, and send your healing grace and blessings upon him along the way. And all those persons who are sick, and all of those persons who stand in special need of blessings, we ask, oh God, that you would heal and deliver as only you can do. We pray, oh God, for the condition of our nation, oh God, the condition of our nation and our world. We pray, oh God, that you would continue to provide the covering that we need, that we might be able to go through this ruggedness that prevail in this nation. We pray, oh God, for the climate, and we pray, oh God, for the conditions that people have to live in and live under, and ask, oh God, that you would make sure that they are as peaceable and comfortable as possible. And God, we know that we can't make it without you. We need you every day and every hour. And then, God, we are so happy tonight that we have learned to know and discover afresh, to realize afresh that we, when we are in you, we find richness. There is richness in knowing and drawing nigh unto God. And so, God, we come to thank you. Thank you. Thank you for all that you have provided for us. Thank you for the peace that comes into our hearts and our minds in the midst of the struggles and the strife that prevail in our lives. We thank you for that peace that comes, O God, and we ask that you would sustain us as only you can do. And then, God, we ask for your forgiveness of sin, that you would deliver us from our sin sickness, O God. We're so glad, O God, that you are a forgiving God, and you deliver us in the times of our distress. And then, God, we want to say thank you for creating us anew, because we are in Jesus Christ, and when we are in Christ, we are in a new creation. And we thank you for it, O God. We thank you, O God, for the abundance of life, for enabling us to live, O God, and be assured that we are not alone and that you are walking with us in the midst of all of the ugliness that prevail in our world. We thank you, God. And we thank you, O God, for the joy that abounds in our spirit as we know that we have eternal life. Because we live in you, and we know, God, that we are able to live forever because you are an everlasting God and that you watch over us. And we thank you, O God, for the joy that we have in you. So glad, God, that we can draw real close to you and be delivered by your divine spirit, that you wrap us up in your tender love and your mercy, and you bring joy and hope and love in our hearts and in our lives. We just said, thank you, God, for all that thou hast done and continue to do in our lives. We are praising your holy and divine name for all that has come our way. Thank you, O God, because you are God. You are our all in all. You are our everything. And we just rejoice because we walk in your light. Keep us now, Lord. Bless every soul under the sound of my voice. Be with them as only you can do. And now, Lord, keep us. Make us witnesses. Give us what we need that we might be able to fulfill the quest to be obedient to your will and your way. Now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and be gracious unto you and grant unto you his peace. And the people of God says, amen, amen, amen.